This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What you want as we launch here into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to get in there. And the Discord chat rooms are going around the clock, so there's people in there now, and there's other people in there later as well. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Johnny Ray.
For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about everything from the Venezuelan currency, the petro, the digital currency that is expected to come out at some point within the next quarter of a year. I mean, they originally were claiming earlier in January. It was then said it was going to be 6 weeks. So, of course, you know, it's the government. I mean, most programmers are going to miss a deadline. So, I mean, the government's definitely going to miss its deadlines because it's the government. But we were just kind of talking about how basically this sounds like a massive wealth transfer scheme on the part of the Venezuelan government in the hopes that they can catch a ride on this cryptocurrency wave of billions upon hundreds of billions of dollars. Right now, the total market cap of the cryptocurrency universe is over 500 billion U.S. dollars worth of it. So there's a lot of cryptocurrency out there. There's a lot of money to be made. And so the Venezuelan government's trying to get a piece of that action, just like the banks are trying to get a piece of it through the Ripple currency that you were talking about earlier, Will. And a little bit more here about what's been going on in Venezuela. It's been a while since we've talked about the situation over there. As I mentioned to you earlier, the current exchange rate, according to DollarToday.com, is something we've been following here on this program since back when it was like 10,000 or 4,000 or something like that per Bolivar per U.S. dollar. I'm trying to remember what the first amount was that we talked about a couple years ago when we first started following this pretty closely. But it's now over 200,000, 211,337 Bolivar per U.S. dollar. And like a month ago, it was at 100,000. So, I mean, the inflation rate is so intense. It's so heavy over there. I mean, you literally have to recalculate prices every single day over there. If you're still one of the few people who actually remains in business and your business hasn't been shut down by government takeover or random mobs of marauders coming in and just stealing all your stuff.
Injecting fiat capital into an economy can give the appearance of creating actual capital the same way that pouring water into milk can create the appearance of more milk.
Yeah, it's you can watch from the outside, and you know if you're there, then man, it cannot be any fun to be in Venezuela these days. So a little bit more here from the first story that we were sharing from CNBC about the petro and sort of the situation that it's coming into there, where there are severe shortages of food, medicine, and consumer goods, which has led to examples of Venezuelans scavenging trash for food, some dying of hunger, and a great many dying from basic ailments and treatable diseases. Because, again, you know, if you got an infection, good luck finding antibiotics in Venezuela.
If you can, good luck buying them with their worthless money.
Yeah, exactly. Some dying of hunger. Let's see here. So this is a few reasons why global investors are running scared from the country. And another reason why is because the government nationalizes industries there. So why would you, if you were an investor, why would you want to invest in a new industry or a new business when you know there's a good chance that Nicolas Maduro is just going to swoop on in there after you've put in however much money into building a factory or whatever it is you need to put together with your capital investments, and then just have the government take it. And then it's gone. So why would anybody do that? That's one reason why you're not seeing any investment going into Venezuela. And the other is that even if you did get a business up and running, it's almost impossible to run it legally with the government's exchange rates being what they are, where the government tries to and does force exchange rates on people of one U.S. dollar to 10 Bolivar. So that's what the government says their Bolivar is worth. You can trade your U.S. dollar at a bank and get 10 Bolivar for it. Or if you know the people in the black market, you can trade your dollar and get 200,000 Bolivar for it. So that's the discrepancy between reality, which is the 200,000 price, and the fantasy, which is the government's 10 Bolivar price. Maduro is widely expected to run for re-election this year and is likely expected to win under disputed circumstances, yet his government will struggle in the next year as Venezuela's oil output continues to decline and could dive even further with oil perched near three-year highs. So even though oil prices are inching up, the regime won't benefit much from the increase, said one of the experts. Russia, which has propped up the Maduro government with assistance, quote, will likely continue to offer a financial lifeline in exchange for sweetheart deals in the oil sector that allows them to expand their footprint in Venezuela's key oil ventures. However, the financial outlook for Venezuela will continue to be dire, and the regime will likely be forced to declare a default on its debt eventually. And they've already been defaulting on their debt payments. We read stories about that within the last year here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, again, if you're one of the organizations or governments of the world holding debt, you know, or if you're one of their creditors, you're probably not feeling particularly charitable about giving them another loan at this point, given that, you know, you're not going to take their bolivar as debt payment because that's just insane. You would only want to take something like a euro or a dollar or, you know, cryptocurrency, something that's going to hold its value a little bit longer than the bolivar. And, of course, the Venezuelan government doesn't have enough dollars to pay its debts. So they are defaulting. And the question is, how many times can they default before, you know, it leads to complete political and financial chaos and ruin? I guess we're going to find out. So stay tuned as we will continue to report to you the absolute disastrous situation down there where, according to TheGuardian.com, headline, we loot or we die of hunger. Food shortages fuel unrest in Venezuela. You want to see an overthrow of a regime? As long as people are hungry enough, there's a good chance they're going to be motivated to do something. That's why here in the United States, despite the, you know, destructive and awful and evil government that we have, people aren't hungry here. I mean, we're pretty well fed. The economy's
throw away food.
Yeah, there's a lot of food that gets thrown away every day here in the U.S.
A lot of people would like you to believe that there are children by the scores going hungry every
night. U.S.?
Sure. Have you ever heard of the Ad Council?
Yeah, of course. They run all those filler ads on radio and TV.
Yeah, and very often you'll hear bits on there about how if you get you need to contribute to I'm trying to think of one of the names of the organizations or funds that they're selling here, but basically they're saying that children, you know, one in five children is going to bed hungry every night in America.
I was about to say, well, maybe one in five children on Earth is going to bed hungry. Probably more than that, but those children don't live here.
Well, I can believe that one out of five children didn't eat their dinner, and so therefore they went to bed hungry.
One in five children are angry that they didn't get a cookie before they went to bed.
One in five children didn't eat their peas and carrots, so therefore they didn't get dessert, and they went to bed a little bit hungry. That's not the same thing as the hunger, the actual hunger that children are experiencing in Venezuela because their parents can't afford to buy food, or even if they can afford to buy it, they can't find the food to buy because it's just not there. And amid desperate food shortages, Venezuelans are picking up new survival skills. On the night of January 9th, for example, a hungry mob took just 30 minutes to pick clean a grocery store in the eastern city of Puerto Ordaz. By the time owner Luis Felipe Antel arrived at the bodega that he'd opened 5 months earlier, the looters had hauled away everything from cold cuts to ketchup to the cash registers. He said in a telephone interview, quote, "It makes you want to cry. I think we are headed for chaos." Evidence for his prediction can be found in towns and cities across Venezuela that had been hit by an outbreak of looting and mob violence. Angry about empty supermarket shelves and soaring prices, some people are breaking into warehouses, ransacking food trucks, and invading outlying farms. During the first 11 days of January, The Venezuelan Observatory for Social Conflict, a Caracas rights group, recorded 107 episodes of looting and several deaths in 19 of Venezuela's 23 states, but the figures don't fully capture the level of desperation. Recent headlines from Venezuela read like notes from the apocalypse. For instance, on Margarita Island, dozens of people waded into the oceans and forced their way aboard a fishing boat, making off with its catch of sardines. We'll tell you more about the madness in Venezuela. People are getting hungry. That means they're getting desperate. It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls about what you want on the Live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Will, you're going to share, I think we should probably talk about this on the air at some point here, the latest on Chelsea Manning, who was released from prison after a short 7 years of the 35-year sentence that she was sentenced to for releasing the truth about what the U.S. military was involved in over in the Middle East. She may now be facing more prison time. We'll share that with you coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us in the Free Talk Live on-air call-in line on Discord, which is where we're going now, where Rat Speed is on the line with us. Hello, Rat Speed.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry. I did not realize that Discord was set. You might want to hang up on me because Discord is set to use my speakers as
the outside. Oh, no, you sound fine.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, we just heard a little bit.
I guess I can hear it a little bit in the back, but it's being cut out mostly. So go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I was going to talk about what I heard a couple of nights ago when the socialist called in. I was
on
my way back. Oh, which one? The one that you were talking to for a lengthy time.
The self-avowed one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. So I noticed something, and this is what I was going to talk about. So he talked about how Bernie Sanders is under a lot of scrutiny for having worn a $700 suit, whereas, you know, if he's a socialist, he should be wearing a cheaper suit. And it made me start thinking about the nuances that seem to be missed whenever whenever socialism is involved. In other words, for instance, because a suit costs $700, there it seems like they're not looking into the detail of what makes an item have a certain value. In other words, it's like. Sorry, I was a little bit taken aback because I'm trying to get this this technical stuff put in. Anyway, the point is that I'm trying to make is that I think that's I've listened to a lot of socialist ideals before, and no matter how appealing they might be upon first hearing, the thing that always catches my, that always makes, you know, give me alarm bells is that it's never looked at with a fine enough, I guess, resolution is what you could call it, like a philosophical resolution. It's, you know, kind of like a, I am totally rambling right now.
Well, notes help. Just a quick caller tip. If you make a few notes before you call in, that does help, help you keep on track. I mean, this is something that I've encountered on a number of occasions. But it sounded to me like you were criticizing the socialist who was upset at Bernie Sanders. I guess he wasn't upset, right? Wasn't he making an excuse for Bernie Sanders? Like saying, well, you know, he's Bernie, so therefore he should be able to buy a suit?
Right, but the actual arguments itself about, you know, the quality of the suit isn't being taken into play, what costs, you know, the cost of it to make. So you end up getting, I mean, everyone would be wearing exactly the same type of suit. It's all about conformity and
sure.
in the interest of achieving quote unquote equality. And equality itself does not necessarily mean everyone gets exactly the same thing. I think it's more people need to look at it from the sense of like, the amount of effort that you put into something should fairly bring in an equal return for what you put in. So, like, if you decide to, let's say, raise the wool yourself and shear it from the sheep and hand worsted suit, by yourself, you know, you should be able to have a finer product or a finer quality, something, you know, a tire to wear. And I think that that's the problem is that when it comes to socialism, that just doesn't happen because there's no room for it since everything is being governed by proxy.
Well, right. You don't have the sheep. You don't own the sheep in the first place that you could potentially even shear. The community or the government or whatever owns it. And so somebody else decides what to do with those sheep and what to do with the wool that is come from them. And they will determine whether or not to allocate it in this direction or that direction. And odds are that whatever board of centralized bureaucrats makes these decisions is probably not going to favor you and your plan to make new wool clothing from those sheep. So, in a socialist situation, you really don't have a say, right? You just kind of get what you get.
Right. And the thing that occurred to me is that when he was talking about that, it seemed like it didn't even occur to him that this might be the case or might be possible. I think the problem is that when people look at socialism, they don't look at the nuanced individualism of the person because they're too interested in looking at equality for all that they don't look at the individual liberty of people and the fact that everyone sure. has a different, I'm on a diet right now, and one diet might work for one person and right. and it might not work for someone else. What I need in my life is what I think I need to determine for myself. And if some other governing body is forcing me to live in a certain way, I might therefore become unequal from them because it's not meeting my needs. And I think there needs to be, and I think that's where libertarianism comes in. It's not so far reaching as anarchy. It's kind of like a middle ground, between the social needs of the group, whatever group it might be, the tribe, the community, the nation, whatever you might want to call it, versus, the individual needs of each person. And I think it's a matter of scale. I think nationalism in and of itself is a really outdated mode of social organization.
Sure.
Because it's just too big. You know, the more people that one person represents, in other words, if the population skyrockets and you still have, let's say, like a city council of 10 people or Congress or whatever, it doesn't scale. So therefore the freedoms or the liberties, the democratic freedoms, if you will, can change based off of just the population alone. So I really think that's what really needed to be. Unfortunately, I was on a bus and I couldn't address it a couple of nights ago. Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and make a comment about that.
I appreciate that, Rad Speed, and thank you for calling in here tonight. If you want to join us, you can do that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. When it comes to socialism, you know, they're not interested in the individual and the individual's rights. The individual's just a tool for the socialist planner. You know, it's just something that they can use to try to mold their society in the direction that they think that it should go. They're a resource, human resource.
Chattel. Socialism is a philosophy that plays on people's envy of each other.
Sure, and brings everybody down to the same lowest common denominator. So, you know, it sort of worships the idea of being poor. Like, oh, well, Bernie Sanders should be wearing rags, just like everybody else should, you know, be wearing rags because that's humble.
I think it's hilarious that you've got people that try to go out and pertain like a theological point that socialism is somehow righteous when it literally, like he said, is built on covetousness, which is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. You know, the Ten Commandments is against socialism. Come on.
Toll free number. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. We got time for you. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. And just enough time for you, 855-450-FREE. Or you can call on the on-air call in line in our Discord, as that gentleman just did, discord.lrn.fm.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here, live Sunday edition of the program. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Will.
And Johnny Ray.
Again, Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've got the Discord at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. To the phones, to the fun. James is in New Jersey watching us on our YouTube stream. Hello, James.
First of all, I just wanted to apologize for yesterday because about hanging up so early. Because my parents just came in and they wanted me to get off early, so I just wanted to apologize about that for first.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay. So I have some facts here if you want to hear them.
Facts. Okay.
Yes.
Let's hear some facts.
Okay. The combination of the letters A can be pronounced 10 different ways. A-U-G-H.
Okay.
And dreamt is the only English word that ends in M-T.
No kidding.
Yes. And right. I have one more. This is going to be a long one. Hippopotamostrosivquipid deliophobia is the fear of long words.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The call screening software said his topic was sex, so I'm not sure how he got off of that, but regardless.
I did not like hearing those facts.
No? Why? Did they make you uncomfortable?
No, they were boring.
Okay. Well, at least there were only three of them.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We are giving you some information out of Venezuela, according to The Guardian, on how desperate people are getting. One shop owner had his, a bodega that he'd opened up just a few months prior, raided by a hungry mob on January 9th. They took 30 minutes and just cleaned out the whole place. He says it makes you want to cry. I think we're headed for chaos. Some of the recent headlines from Venezuela read like notes from the apocalypse. In the city of Maracay, just west of Caracas, thieves broke into a veterinary school, stole two pregnant thoroughbred horses, then slaughtered them for meat. A recent video from the western state of Merida shows a group of people cornering a cow before stoning it to death as bystanders yell, "The people are hungry." There have been previous incidents of looting, but analysts fear that the current wave could linger amid the Venezuela economic freefall. President Nicolas Maduro, of course, blames the country's woes on an economic war against his government by right-wingers and foreign interests like the United States government and the guy who runs DollarToday.com. They've actually accused him of being the reason for inflation. The guy who is based in Hoover, Alabama, who runs a website that reports the black market numbers, the prices of the U.S. dollar in Bolivar, the real price of what you can get for a U.S. dollar on the streets. The government has actually accused that man of being the reason for the inflation because he's reported. Yeah, that happened. Because he's reporting the numbers, they're saying that's what's causing the hyperinflation. It's not their monetary policy. It's all him. His critics say that government has disrupted domestic food production by expropriating farms and factories. Meanwhile, price controls designed to make food more widely available to poorer people, they claim, have had the opposite effect. Many prices have been set below the cost of production, forcing food producers out of business. Because that's what happens in the real world when your price of your product is below the cost of production. That's unsustainable.
Demand shoots, supply disappears, and demand shoots up.
That's right. People are not going to stop being hungry, that's for sure, and now they're getting desperate.
In Venezuela, at least.
Meanwhile, the government has less cash to import food because of its mismanagement of the oil sector, where production has fallen to a 29-year low. Hyperinflation and the collapse of the currency have put the price of foodstuffs available on the black market beyond the reach of many families. But rather than reforming the economy, the government has resorted to handouts and far-fetched schemes. A newly formed Ministry of Urban Farming is encouraging people to grow tomatoes and raise chickens on their patios and rooftops. Another campaign encourages Venezuelans to breed rabbits for their table. At a recent news conference, Freddie Bernal, the urban farm minister, declared, quote, "We need people to understand that a rabbit is not a pet. It's 2.5 kilos of meat," unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But as they grow thinner, some Venezuelans insist they have a right to take matters into their own hands. That was the case in the western city of Maracaibo, where residents recently swarmed into the streets and stopped two trucks filled with flour and candy and emptied them. Quote, "We either loot or we die of hunger," one of the looters, Marioli Corniel, told a local newspaper. Quote, "Sometimes the looting has been spontaneous, but in other cases the targeting of shops and food trucks appears to have been coordinated via chat groups on Facebook and WhatsApp. Security forces have largely stood by." Although his bodega is located just down the street from a National Guard post, Anatel, the owner, said his pleas for help were ignored. He scoffed at officers' claims that they lacked enough troops to protect businesses. He said, quote, "Wherever there are anti-government protests, they have more than enough tear gas, tanks, and troops to put them down. But for us business people, there is no security."
The one thing that could save Venezuela is setting the people free and giving them the power to save themselves. And that's the one thing that Maduro cannot do and will not do. So instead, they take the money that should be going to the people and they hire people to run the Ministry of Urban Farming.
That's right.
To tell people who would be only too happy to raise rabbits to eat if the government would stop taking everything from them, to tell them that they should do that.
Right. Where are you going to get the rabbit from? You going to go catch one? Because you can't afford to buy one. So how do you start to breed rabbits if you can't even afford to, you know, rub two pennies together at that point? Now, as the shop owner here is pointing out, there's plenty of troops to put down the revolution. But there's no troops to help him out when an angry mob comes and robs his shop, picks it completely clean. He says there's no security for business people. And he's right, because the government of Venezuela also prohibits its people from owning firearms. So even if you have some friends who are willing to help you guard your business, well, you know, you better get out the billy clubs because that's about all you got.
You better grab a cutlass or a machete.
Yeah. You don't have You don't have the option to defend yourself with whatever methods are necessary. And you better believe there are people who have guns in Venezuela. They are the people who work for the government. As we learned in recent times, there are the official government goons, the police department. And there's the unofficial government goons, which are the bands of other brigands who aren't in uniform, who will do the bidding of Nicolas Maduro. They're basically thugs.
Yeah,
right, basically thugs who want to get guns. And so they do Maduro's bidding. And so he's basically arming groups of marauders who aren't the police to go out there and take the side of the government.
Well, they are the police, you know. I mean, basically.
They just don't have badges.
They function in the same way that police in every country do.
Right, they can get away with murder.
The men that have the right from the state to harass people for money.
Exactly. Let's go to Warren, Pennsylvania, where Troy is listening to the radio. Hey, Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, I was just calling about a friend of mine who got off of a DUI charge about 10 or 15 years ago because he said that he was kidnapped by the police, or ropping, as the old term, or rape, because the Commonwealth is still under English rule. I just wanted to hear your remarks on that. I'll take them off air. Thank you.
No, that didn't happen. He didn't get off of a formal charge. What was it, DUI?
DUI, yeah.
Sounds
ridiculous.
Claiming that he was under English rule.
That sounds like an argument that Ricky, one of our regular callers, would make, however. I do want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It can be private, easy. It's fast. Transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone and take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. And there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So check out Dash.org to find out why. We'll continue with Moments Remaining coming up next here on Free Talk Live. Just enough time for you.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and that's Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it is Ian.
Will.
And Johnny Ray.
And, of course, you can join us here on these remaining moments. We've got Skype, Skype username lrn.fm, the Discord call-in line, which somebody used tonight, which you can use, too. You just go to discord.lrn.fm to get in there.
I have a question for Will. I'm so sorry.
No, please. No, please. I'm just talking about the Discord.
Will just gave us some gummy colas because he doesn't like them, and we talked about different products. Will, do they drink cheer wine in East Tennessee?
Oh, yes, they do. It's a local thing in East Tennessee. I think it's from Chattanooga or something like that.
I don't think
No, that's RC that's from Chattanooga.
I think cheer wine is from South Carolina.
Okay.
Because they have it, because I grew up with it in Asheville. But
that's a soda pop, right?
Yeah,
it's cherry soda pop.
The nectar of the gods is kind of how I feel about it.
Manufactured by the Carolina Beverage Corporation.
Yeah. You and me need to get them as a sponsor somehow.
Salisbury, ooh. North Carolina. We're on the air in Salisbury.
It's the best product. It's the best you've ever had. I gave Tom Wood some.
Better than Moxie?
By. Oh, yes.
Better than Moxie.
Yes, it's better than Moxie. Unless, I mean, Moxie is divisive. It's that whole...
people hate or love Moxie.
That whole anise black licorice divide. But Moxie is root beer, basically.
Can you say anise on the air? On the radio?
Anise?
Yeah.
Joking.
Good Moxie one. Is gross.
Well, I mean, Moxie... correct me if I'm wrong. Moxie is simply root beer.
No,
it's different.
No, it's different.
Slightly different.
It's like RC Cola. If RC Cola put too much of that part of RC Cola, that makes it have a funny wang.
I don't know. I couldn't identify the RC wang.
So there you go. Cheer wine. So was there more than, or are you just asking about cheer wine?
I was just asking about that. I'm a big fan of cheer wine, and I got Will here.
Can you get it up here?
You can get it.
Yes.
You can get it over the internet.
No, you can get it here.
You cannot.
You cannot. It's top shelf over at, it's either Price Choppers or Hannaford's.
They've You're got the biggest liar I've ever seen.
Four pack bottles, glass bottles, I'm telling you.
Glass bottles?
Glass bottles, yo.
A Price Chopper. All right.
It's either Price Chopper or Hannaford's.
All right. I still don't believe it.
You're going to have to check
his
claims.
I'm going to investigate that.
I feel like I've seen you with one of these before.
Yeah, because I bought it on the internet.
Okay. I'm just going to come into work in a couple of days to do Call to Freedom, and I'm going to drink it on the air, and you can just see me come running over here from next door. Where did you get that?
Whether you want to talk about products you used to love or still do.
Tier 1 is like the promise. It makes me very happy.
You cheerful.
Yes. I like it. I mean, I'm kind of overselling it. Maybe. But it's like the promise of Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that'd be the best thing in the world. But
it's not. It's, huh?
Yeah, it falls real short of expectations.
This
but Cheer Wine achieves that promise, yeah.
All right. That's good to know. I will keep that in mind. I will definitely sample some of it the next time you have it around. I feel like you've let me try it before, Johnny Ray. It sounds...
Yeah, I'm a bit of a evangelist for it.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Let's go to Jackie. She's in West Virginia listening on the radio. Hello, Jackie.
Good afternoon. Yeah, right.
It's afternoon somewhere.
Good evening somewhere. Yes. In Singapore where my daughter is.
There you go.
I have a comment that has just been burning me, and I've wanted to call in and bring it up to somebody. I never have heard it.
Okay.
How is... blackmail. How come blackmail is legal now? There are over 800,000 illegals, and the Liberal Congress holding over 350 million U.S. American citizens legal hostage.
Now, what
explain
do you mean
the blackmail
that?
Yeah, and the hostage.
Well, what I think is funny is explain how it's a liberal Congress when it's controlled by the Republican Party by a majority.
Well, yes, it is, but there are a few turncoats all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so basically, anybody who doesn't hate immigrants is a turncoat in the GOP nowadays.
What is the blackmail exactly?
The blackmail is that a very small minority is holding the majority of the American people, the legal American citizens, hostage because we cannot get something through Congress right now, which is a budget.
Yeah, it's the same exact reason why the shutdown happened in 2013. Only instead of last time, it was the Republicans that stamped their feet and folded their arms and said, "I'm not going to play." And this year, it's the Democrats who are stamping their feet and folding their arms. Somehow, it's different when the other team does it than when your team does it.
But wait a minute, I'm sorry, I just don't see the whole hostage holding thing. I mean, I was able to leave my house today just fine. I didn't encounter any checkpoints. Was able to go downtown in Keene. Didn't have any issue ordering a burger at local burger. Where was the man with the gun that was lording over me?
No, there was no man with the gun. It's just that Congress is being held up. And yes, in 2013, I had my head. I don't know where my head was in 2013.
Well, do you want them to do exactly? I mean, it seems like you're really upset about this. What are you wanting them to do?
I wish that we could see that, I lived on the border with Agua Prieta. I lived in Douglas, Arizona for years. And we lived 1 mile from the border.
Okay.
And all the time, the illegals were walking through our property.
Illegals? You're talking about human beings who are trying to find a better life for themselves?
Illegal human beings.
Nobody's illegal. No human is illegal.
I am illegal. I break the law all the time. I'll go ahead and accept it.
For real, yo. Free people in free countries move freely.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? You want to round those people up?
No. So you are not in favor of having controlled borders?
No, ma'am. I'm not in favor of a police state. Are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm in favor of having controlled borders around my own house.
For real,
yeah. Let me take responsibility for that, and I'm not going to try and claim that I can tell somebody else what to do with in their yard.
Yeah. Men with guns enforcing imaginary lines has never been anything that I ever considered freedom.
Jackie, since you live so close to the border, you would agree that there are some good Mexicans, right?
Hey, I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, there's a lot of bad U.S. citizens. There are a lot of bad Mexicans. There are a lot of good ones.
Okay.
There are a lot of good Turks. There are a lot of bad Turks. I lived in Turkey. I lived in Thailand. I lived in the country.
I suck everywhere.
I have a question that is not going to prove anything, but it's just sort of out of curiosity. I'm going to simplify it very much, but if you could take the 50% of the lazy... Let me start over. If you could take the 50% of the top 10%, oh, this is such a
50% of the top 10%,
or 50% of the virtuous, hardworking, good Mexicans, and replace them with the same amount of people taken off the bottom of that spectrum of Americans, would you do that? Would you take?
You're saying lazy Americans.
A big pack of lazy, evil Americans, and trade them with the same amount of Mexicans. If it was, say,
meaning that
a matter of 50 million people.
Meaning you'd be trading away the hardworking Mexicans in favor of the lazy Americans.
No, you'd be bringing in the best people in Mexico and sending out all the American rapists and robbers.
Well, I think that the merit system. Is a very good system.
That didn't answer the question.
That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me, and I agree with you. I believe in a meritocracy or a merit. I don't like crassies.
Yeah, but who decides
necessarily?
Who decides who's meritorious?
Well, I think Black Flag Anarchy sorts out the good from the bad.
Right. I have a question. Well, as a person I've personally lived through our immigration system in my own life.
So did I. I'm 74.
Well, the immigration system today and the way it was back when your family came over is a whole lot different. Do you feel so? These people, they want to come here and they want to have a better life, but they barely have two nickels to rub together, and they are working for minimum wage or less with no overtime. Do you feel that the fact that my wife and I took the easiest and cheapest route to make her a legal citizen, and it cost us 8 years of headache, 6 years of being treated like we were, you know, possible terrorists, and over $8,000 in legal fees and government fees. Do you feel that that could possibly be a reason why you have floods of what you call illegal immigrants rather than floods of legal immigrants?
No, I agree that the system needs fixing.
I think you should just burn it down. Thanks for the call tonight, Jackie. I appreciate hearing from you. I wish we could have talked to you earlier, though, because we're out of time tonight. So thank you for the call tonight.
Okay.
Anytime
you
want to talk, though, more, we'd love to. Meanwhile, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Will on his show, The Call to Freedom, at callthefreedomlive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.